Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider. Chris
McMonagle. All right, we got one more silver dollar. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:02 on the fan. McMonagle here with you for the next 5 hours as if I got you till the warm-up show. I put some words together there. You get it. I got you all the way till 5 a.m. and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. We got Rami Fleece coming up on the other side, taking your phone calls off of a disgusting second half of basketball from your New York Knicks. And I told you, I can listen to it, I can feel it, I can sense it. I told you yesterday, I thought that this game had more significance than a Game 3. I thought this was the game you really wanted to put them out of their misery and not allow the Boston Celtics to feel like they can win this series. And I still think the Knicks are going to win this series. And yes, I've been saying it this entire time. I trust the New York Knicks to have a better effort coming back home for a Friday night game number 6. I trust them. But in this game, in the second half of this game, the effort they gave you and the stupid fouls and the poor basketball up and down this lineup to allow this Boston Celtic team. And that's, to me, this is the biggest thing now moving forward. Obviously, the loss is the loss. It's an ugly loss. The third quarter was a disaster in every which way. I thought even the great Jalen Brunson tried to do too much in the third quarter and took himself out of his own game. They score 17 points in that third quarter. Obviously, we'll get into the foul trouble. I know you want to talk about it. 888-808-1019. 5 fouls in one quarter sounds obnoxious. And some of them were rough. The defensive foul that was initially called an offensive foul and reviewed, I thought it was a little ticky-tacky. I'm surprised. Some of them were stupid. Like, some of them you got to blame yourself. Some of the ones on Cat were just dumb. He got into dumb foul trouble. And we talked about how important it is to not be in foul trouble. And especially for Brunson, you want to get back into these games the way they have in every game in this series. It's hard to do with the King of New York and the most clutch player in the NBA on the bench because he's fouled out. So clearly, it was a disastrous third quarter. The effort, again, this New York Knicks team, they don't know how to deal with prosperity, man. It feels like they have to either have their back up against the wall or be down 20 points, like they've been in damn near every game this entire series, despite leading 3-2. But they don't know how to come off these wins, and you can sense it. In the second half of this game, when the game started getting out of hand, it was quite clear. Even though the Knicks played a really good first quarter, and the Knicks played a pretty good first half, allowed an 8-point lead to become a tied game heading into the third quarter. When this game starts to get going, the Boston Celtics, who clearly need it more, obviously, right? We talked about this in game three as well, but in this game, their backs are literally up against the wall, a must-win game for the Boston Celtics. They hit a level of intensity and play that the Knicks didn't match. And I know we could talk, well, the Knicks didn't need the game, they can still come back home, and all that's true. All that's true. But if you look at the way this game was played in the second half, I mean, the Knicks just didn't give you that effort that you've been getting throughout this series, this side of game three. It just wasn't there. And now what you've done and what scared me most about this is I know that the Celtics have had success in 11 games played without Jason Tatum this year. They are 9-2 in games played without him. And I know that this is a world champion, and I understand that they have guys who can step up in big spots. They have guys, you know, obviously Brown's a superstar. Derek White has killed the Knicks in this series with huge threes, and every single time, again, starts off the game today. Was it either three or four of his first threes? All fall. Obviously, Luke Kornet and his ability to defend the rim, have as many blocks. Would he have 7 blocks in this game? 7! Pritchard, the NBA Sixth Man of the Year, and his ability to shoot. He hits 5 threes in this game. Like, they're still a very talented team who's capable of winning games like this, and you let them fall into that. I didn't want them to feel that way because, let's be honest, now the Celtics know they can win this game and theoretically this series without Jason Tatum. That it's not ideal, that to lose your best player, you got to play very well and almost perfect in the manner they did in the second half of this game. But you've allowed the Celtics to settle in and let it be known to both the Knicks and Boston that it doesn't matter that he's not a part of this series. That's almost a non-story now. Like, I don't even think, like, I'm not even going to mention it anymore. Tatum's injured. He's out. Torn Achilles. It doesn't matter. The Celtics are good enough to win this game. They're good enough to win the next game. They're good enough to win this series without him. Because, honestly, I thought I saw, and, you know, they were talking about this on the postgame on MSG. There were times where the offense actually probably looked better than it has all series long. Their ball movement, their ability to drive and dish, not leaning on Tatum. The offense as a team actually played some of their best basketball without Tatum in this game. And obviously the fouls play a role. Obviously Jalen Brunson being in foul trouble in the third quarter. Obviously Cat being in foul trouble and how bad he played. Obviously, as you heard in the update from Gordon, 5 of 26. 5 of 26 from the floor from OG Anunoby and Bridges. And OG has had a miserable offensive series. A couple of games where he's had some big moments, but he has been awful. 6 points in this game, 1 of 12 from the field. Mikal Bridges hits the first shot of the game or the first Knick possession of the game, and then really kind of goes ice cold in this game, 4 of 14. And obviously, Jalen Brunson did not have his best game either. It's going to be tough to win when they continue to hit threes. They play the way they play. And this Knick team, I'm sorry, what bothers you the most is the killer mentality is not there. Believe it or not, as much as it is to come from behind 20 points on the road consecutive games, to come out there and pull away and win every fourth quarter of this series up until last night, to go out there, come from behind, seal the deal, play the best second half of their basketball game in game number 4. All the signs they've showed us at different times, I have real issues with their ability to deal with prosperity. It almost feels like if the game matters more to the opponent than it does to them, they're unable to match that. We saw it in game 3. We've seen it now in game 5. Now, luckily for the Knicks, game 6, to me, right? We could talk about what must means, and we have that conversation. What's a must win? No, the Knicks do not need to win Game 6. There will be a Game 7 if they are, unfortunately, going to lose Game 6. But to me, if you allow the Boston Celtics, without their star, to win this game by 25 points, head back home to Madison Square Garden Friday night with everyone just waiting for the Knicks to end this thing in 6, and you stick it to them there at the Garden, good luck heading back to Boston for a chance to win this series in Game 7. To me, Friday night, you better win that game. And the New York Knicks better show up the way they have in the second halves of game one and two and the way they did in the second half of game number four. And it just wasn't there. And look, Karl Anthony Towns, who I've defended, Karl Anthony Towns, who I do think has had some moments in this series, he is just, I mean, in this game, the idea of him disappearing, which was a common theme throughout the first couple games as we watch, as I'm watching right now, Julius Randle close out the Golden State Warriors having an incredible game.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Karl Anthony Towns, just one, he's hit now 2 3-pointers in this entire series. They're playing small against them. I actually think Tibbs needs to find a way to get some bigs on him because he is showing you that when it comes to posting up, even against lesser-sized guys, they double down when he gets to the rim, and he has a real problem finishing around the rim, and he's not getting any calls. And I know we're going to scream about the refs, and sure, is the disparity in several games this series, not just Game 5, but in several games this series, have we seen the Celtics at the line way more than we've seen the Knicks? Absolutely. Absolutely. Is it odd that Jalen Brunson gets 5 fouls in the third quarter of this game? Yeah, it's odd. Typically, superstars do not get 5 fouls called against them in one quarter. Did Karl Anthony Towns have stupid fouls pushing Porzingis in the back when Porzingis can't even play the game right now? Yeah. They've got to be smarter. They've got to be better. And they played an ugly, disgusting, no-effort third quarter with a tie game going into it. Like, it is hard to fathom what kind of effort and kind of, you know, basketball game they played in the second half and particularly the third quarter. I did not see that coming off of the way they played the beginning of the game. But having said all of that, I trust this team. And I still expect them at home Friday night to show up and give you the kind of performance that has led them to 3-2, because ultimately they are still 3-2. And despite the fact that I'm disappointed and annoyed at their inability to handle prosperity and their inability to just put their foot on the throat of their opponent and end it as soon as they can, the way we saw the Pacers end it against the Cleveland Cavaliers, as we're seeing right now as I'm watching the highlights, as I'm watching the game with 51 seconds left, as we're watching Minnesota be able to put their foot on the throat of the Golden State Warriors. I understand the Boston Celtics are champions. I understand the Boston Celtics have played well without Tatum in the lineup over the course of the regular season this year. But this was an opportunity to just end it. Now you're heading back home, and again, yes, the pressure is back on the Knicks. I expect them to be able to handle the pressure because that's who they've shown to be. When they don't need to win, they don't play. They play exactly like that, like they don't need it. They need Game 6. They have got to show up in Madison Square Garden in front of a ruckus crowd, and they've got to come out and play a much better basketball game. And Bridges, OG Anunoby, we could praise Mikal Bridges all we want for the fourth quarters. He's got to be better over the course of he can't shoot at the percentage he's shooting. I mean, let's be honest. Let's just even take it a step further. And I'm focused on this Celtics series. I want to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They can win the Eastern Conference Finals. And if they get through Boston, I think they can do anything. We've talked about this. I think they are a legitimate, you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, you are a legitimate NBA championship contender. That's who the Knicks are. That's who they've proven to be, despite the efforts in Game 3s and Game 5. But let's be honest. Whether it's this series, whether it's the next series, whether it's the NBA Finals, they can't continue to play this inconsistent over the entire course of a basketball game. You just heard there in the update what's Tibbs' main problem with this. We didn't play 48 minutes. They've been behind at least 14 points in every series and 20 in 4 out of 5. They have been behind by 20 points in 4 out of 5 games. Now, it's a miracle they won 2 of those. But that can't continue to happen. They have got to find a way to play a more consistent brand of basketball. They just have to. And they might be able to win one more game against the Tatumless Celtics team while still playing inconsistent. They put themselves in that position by the brilliance of the fourth quarter in the first 2 games. And the effort they gave you in the second half of game number 4, they've put themselves in a position where unless the Boston Celtics come to the Garden and shoot the lights out, without Tatum, they've got a good opportunity to win this game no matter how they play for 48 minutes. I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but they're in a position where they could still get through this series without having to do it. But if they're going to get to where we want to get, if they're going to want to go beat an Indiana Pacers team that's extremely well-coached, that is extremely deep, has a superstar with a chip on his shoulder who just took down the Cleveland Cavaliers, who beat you last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, who now has been to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals, in Eastern Conference semifinals, and now they're back-to-back in the Eastern Conference Finals, back-to-back years. You want to take down that team? You want to move past them? You want to get into the NBA Finals and bring a championship to the New York Knicks franchise and to this city for the first time since 1973? It's going to take a complete effort, and it's mind-numbing and frustrating that they're unable to do that, even in games they win. So to me, again, do you flush it? Yeah, I flush it. I flush the game. I forget about it. They're up 3-2. There's a lot of positives. There's an opportunity to go do something special on Friday night. It's a very difficult game for the Celtics to win. It's hard to imagine the Celtics winning 3 consecutive games without Tatum and shooting the way they shot in this game. I expect a more consistent effort for the Knicks. I doubt very much that Jalen Brunson's going to be in the same kind of foul trouble he was in this game. I don't think the whistles are going to go exactly the same. They're going to come back to the Garden with an opportunity still, despite this frustrating loss, to go do something special. But I hate how they play when the games don't matter as much to them as they do the opponent. They're unable to get to that same level the Celtics got to in Games 3 and Game 5, or where the Pistons got to in Game 5. It has to be on the line for the Knicks to show up. And lucky for them, it's on the line Friday night. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls real quick. Ike in Westchester. What's up, Ike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I'm going to say I'm a little nervous about this next game.
Yeah. How could you not be nervous? Now that's it. Now this is a game the Knicks can't afford to lose. They were in a position last night where they weren't in a game they couldn't afford to lose, and they acted exactly like that. Now, Friday night is a game you can't afford. And let's be honest, if White comes out and hits every damn 3 and Pritchard comes out and hits every damn 3, this Celtic team proved to everybody, and this is what scared me about losing that game, more than losing Game 3. What scared me about losing Game 5 was now the Celtics know. They don't think, they don't believe, they know they are good enough to beat the Knicks without Tatum. They know it. They won by 25 points. So, and now the Knicks know, and hopefully they'll learn from this. But Game 6 is by no means a lock. Game 6 absolutely now has me terrified, because going back to Boston for Game 7 is something nobody wants to see. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, and another thing is that, especially because, you know, the Celtics were not playing their brand of basketball. They didn't play the whole season until tonight, really. Yeah.
No, this was arguably their best game.
You know, Tatum went down, they had to rethink things. They had to redo stuff. And, you know, this is a Boston sports thing that they do. You know, the Patriots with next man up, and now the Celtics are doing the same thing. And it's working for them. It worked for them tonight. Hopefully it won't work for them the next night. But, yeah. Next game.
No, I know. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. And that's why I thought there was importance on this game. I'm still confident they can win a game six. They have shown it time and time again that they can have a lousy effort and follow it up with a brilliant one. They've shown it. They've shown it inside games. They've shown it inside series. This doesn't mean it's over. They're still in a great position, right? I normally hate to play the game of if you told me before it started. I usually hate that. But this was such a dramatic, you know, underdog situation for the Knicks. Nobody believed they could win. So I feel a little bit more comfortable going to that. If you told us that the Knicks would be playing game six at home with the chance to end the series, everyone would have signed for it. Everyone. I forget the manner in which they got here. Like, honestly, now I've yelled about it, we can talk about it, but ultimately, scrap it all, because the Knicks, honestly, it's impossible to read them. It's impossible to read this series. It's impossible to get a good feel on this Knicks team other than when the games are on the line, when the series is on the line, they've showed up. They have. You can't take it away from them. As disappointing as an effort was in Game 5 at home against the Pistons, as lousy as games 3 and 5 were in this series, they're standing and getting ready for a game Friday night with an opportunity to take down the defending champs at home with a chance to head to their first Eastern Conference final since the year 2000. That doesn't change because they had a lousy effort last night. It doesn't. And quite honestly, yeah, I don't want to make excuses, but the fouls in the third quarter made it very difficult to win the game. Now, some of them are stupid and on them. And it's amazing that Mitch Robinson, they play the hacker Mitch, or, you know, hacker Robinson, and he hits all 6 free throws. If you think about it, I heard someone call up Keith, and they were talking about it. There were a couple things that went positive for them. That was the most confident I have seen after getting, you know, his elbow busted open. Josh Hart shot the ball with more confidence than we've seen him shoot the ball with in a long time, and he was 5 of 9 from three-point land. They got a game where Josh Hart hit 5 of 9 threes and Mitchell Robinson hit all 6 three-pointers, all 6 free throws, and they lost by 25. That's not a great sign. Those were two things that are on the outskirts of the argument of what the Knicks could need to polish off a Boston Celtic team. Well, you know what would really be nice to see? Josh Hart hit some threes and shoot the ball with confidence because they've been leaving him open. Oh, you know what we would love to see? The necessary foul shots to make the Celtics rethink fouling Mitch Robinson late in the game or, you know, late in the quarters. Where we could keep Mitch Robinson on the floor because the impact you feel from him defensively is obvious. His ability to deflect passes, get offensive rebounds, to protect the rim. Like, Mitch Robinson has been a key figure in this series, and you're looking for ways to keep him on the floor because he can't hit foul shots, and in this game he hits all 6. Like, those are two little surrounding things that you would talk about of ways that could really improve the Knicks' play. You got both of them, and they lost by 25. So there are some real negatives about this as well. But to me, you flush it, you move on to game 6. They've been able to do that inside games, inside series, when they are in need to show up. They have shown up. I'd like them to do it when they don't need to and end this series. But the fact of the matter is they are in a position that nobody would have thought they'd been in. They have proven every time they need a win, they get one. And they need one on Friday night. And it's going to be a huge night for the city. Obviously, we've got the Subway Series coming up as well. We'll get to the two baseball teams. The Yankees with a come-from-behind victory. The Mets with a lousy, rainy, ugly night at Citi Field where they take 2 of 3 from Pittsburgh but lose the final game. We actually saw Clay Holmes give up a couple of home runs, but ultimately the offense still struggles to score and hit with runners in scoring position. We'll get to that. Obviously, the NFL schedule is out, and nobody thinks the Giants can win a damn thing. Am I the only Giant fan confident and not overly worried about the first 4 games of the series? We'll get to it. 888-808-1019. But we start with the New York Knicks. We'll get to more of your calls on the Knicks as they now lose game number 5 and head back to New York, licking their wounds, trying to figure out a way to put down the defending champs and get that 4th win of the series in Madison Square Garden Friday night. And I still think they can. I still think they will.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.